Vova has this Sa'ara. Hawk says that sometimes we tend to look at this, what's taking place in the Chumash, with the eyes of when we learn it when we're younger, the eyes of a child. And from the eyes of a child, the story seems to be very simplistic, etc. So we have it down pat, you know, Paro is Russia, and we have nothing to learn from Paro. Paro is just the foil against which we get all these wonderful things, because Baruch does for Klal Yisrael, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says that we find, for many people, not everybody, for many people, that the reaction to a new idea is resistance. Rabbi Fran says over a story that he heard from Rabbi Leff, Rabbi Leff, Rabbi Fran contrasted two reactions to learning a new halacha. Reaction number one, the positive reaction, that person goes to this family for a simcha, and they put them by a neighbor. The neighbor is Bali Tshuva, and the guest is coming, and they come with some type of a gift, and they point out, you know, that they weren't tovelit yet, and the host says, "What's that? Tovel kalim? Like, I have no idea what you're talking about." So they explained to him the idea to this kelim. He says, "So you mean I have to tell everything in my kitchen?" They said, "Yeah, the Sarah Shabbos, you know." So they pick up and they go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos and they travel all their kelim, because that's the halacha. So they learn the halacha and you implant it. My mother-in-law, Leah Shalom, was your teacher knew halacha. She said, "Oh, thank you so much for teaching me that." That's one type of reaction. Second type of reaction, Rabbi Leff says a story. He was one day when he was here in America before he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He was a rabbi in Young Israel, Miami, and he was giving a shiur about Hillel's Berur. And a person gets up and he says, "It's not true." He says, "What's not true? This Berur thing, it's not true." "What do you mean?" He says, "Well, my father was Shomer Shabbos, my grandmother Shomer Shabbos. I've never once in my life heard about this Berur thing. It's not true. It's some krumah you made up. It's not true." So there's two different reactions to this new halacha that you just learned. Many of us tend towards the second one. You know, we hear, it's a brisker chumra. I don't know, it's too ferum. We tend to react. We hear Moshe Shmuz and we need to change and etc. And, you know, it's hard and this and that. So do we have a model anywhere in the Torah to teach us, like, what are the reactions and to identify them and try to understand why and how to deal with it? He says, "Yeah, we do. It's called Paro." That's what Paro is. Paro is this fellow who's on top of the world. He controls the whole world as far as he's concerned. I'm assuming that they actually believed themselves that they were divine beings and they had power, etc. And this guy comes in and he says, "There's this God. It's not any of their registries, right? Not listed anywhere." It says, you know, who controls the world? He says, "It's not true. I control the world." So first reaction is, doesn't exist. Okay, starts showing signs. He says, kishuv.